Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Good morning. Welcome to 49ers in 5, your daily update on everything happening with the team that you need to know. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. Today is Thursday, May 2nd, 2024. Here's what's happening with your San Francisco 49ers. New Niners receiver Ricky Pearsall was a guest on the morning roast on 95.7 The Game, and was asked a bunch of really good questions. Let's listen to some of the answers here. First, Ricky, what part of your game doesn't get enough recognition from people?
This is my understanding of route running understanding, I think. I really understand where to be at. I'm very consistent and disciplined in the spots that I'm at. The quarterback will never, you know, be guessing where I'm at. It's going to be a consistent spot. And then just my fluidity, man, in the route running. Nothing throws me off. Obviously, especially in defenses now, there's a lot of disguise coverages and moving pieces. So being able to run with your routes with your eyes up and seeing moving pieces and understand on the go why everything's happening so fast, I think I do a good job of that. And then just how detailed I am in my route running and, you know, the quality of it and how serious I take this on and off the field really matters. So I think that's what separates me.
Everything he's saying sounds exactly like what the 49ers need and what was missing in their offense, particularly in the Super Bowl. So I hope you're right, Ricky. I hope your route running is as good as you say, because if it is, that's definitely going to be a dimension that has been missing from the Niners. Let's listen to a little more now, Ricky. How do you think you are going to fit in this offense?
My versatility is going to help me. You know what I mean? I think being able to play different positions and move me around is going to help me, give me different opportunities. And obviously, Coach Shanahan likes to put a lot of guys in motions across the field, create matchups, create different looks. So, you know, I feel like I'll be a guy that can do that.
We know Kyle can be tough on wide receivers, but hopefully if there's like three or four different ways that Pearsall can contribute, he can sort of avoid the dreaded Kyle Shanahan doghouse that so many players seem to end up in. Last but not least, Ricky, are you going to call up Brock Purdy and get together for some workouts over the summer?
Oh, 1,000%. I might bug him.
I love that. I love that.
If you weren't playing football, what would you be pursuing? Obviously, football has been your obsession since you were a kid. What other things interest you in life? Like, would you have been a plumber or a teacher or a police officer? Like, seriously.
I don't know what I would have been, man. I've just been football my whole life since I was 6 years old. I've been putting everything into it. You know, I'm sticking to playing A, man. I'm sticking to playing A. I'm manifesting this.
I love
don't,
that.
No, you can't try to switch me up, man. I'm about to be a great 49er. Come on.
Love that confidence. Again, you should listen to the whole interview. It's a really good way to get to know Ricky Pearsall, the person as well as the player. It was on 95.7 The Game, the morning roast. We always give you one thing to read, one thing to watch, and one thing you might have missed. One thing to read on this Thursday. Alden Smith was a guest on Matt Maiocco's podcast, and he opened up about some of his off-field problems and how his football career got derailed. Some really interesting quotes. If you want to read them, they're up on NBC Sports Bay Area. Just click the link in the description of this episode. One thing to watch, I caught up with former Arizona State head coach Herm Edwards yesterday. We took a deep dive on his former player, Ricky Pearsall. Really fun, really interesting interview. Plus, Herm launched into like a 2-minute diatribe on how to play defensive back in the NFL, which was kind of fun too. Please go and watch it. I put a link in the description of this episode. One thing you may have missed, the new jersey numbers for some of the rookies are out. Now, some of these may change, but as of right now, Ricky Pearsall is going to be 14. Not bad. Previously worn by Sam Darnold, so he'll have to get some of the stank off of that jersey. Renardo Green will be 31. Malik Mustafa will be 43. Isaac Rendo, 49. Gotta like that, right? Dominic Pooney will be 77. Tariq Owens, son of Terrell Owens, famously number 81 on the Niners. Well, Tariq is not going to be 81. He's going to be 84. I understand he probably wants to be his own guy, but at the same time, I kind of wanted to see that Owens 81 one more time. Maybe he'll change. Let's find out. Last but not least, Corey Schrader, the little tiny running back who ran for almost 1,600 yards. He's going to wear number 38. That's a wrap on today's 49ers in 5. Please rate, review, and follow the Gold Standard Podcast Network. Like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Click the bell. You'll get notified every single time we go live, which is every single weekday for you. Today, I'll be live with Levin Black, 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Eastern. We'll get into the rookies, the draft. Levin will probably be cranky as always, so brace yourself for the human wet blanket. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday, everybody. I'm Rob Stats-Guerrera. We'll talk later today. This has been a Gold Standard Podcast Network production. Part of the Fans First Sports Network.